USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A major pipeline on the East Coast has halted operations due to a ransomware attack. Ransomware attacks are typically carried out by criminal hackers who scramble data and paralyze victims, demanding a large amount of money to decrypt it. Experts say the attack is unlikely to affect supplies of gasoline or prices unless there's a prolonged shutdown. The pipeline running from Texas to New Jersey pumps more than 100 million gallons a day, delivering roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson has criticized China after its uncontrolled course segment of their biggest rocket re-entered Earth's atmosphere in the Indian Ocean in South Asia. The former senator said it is clear that China is failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris. The Chinese put the main component of the rocket into space rather than allowing it to fall back to Earth shortly after the April 29th launch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Senator Mitt Romney was censured this weekend by the Republican Party in Weber County, Utah, for voting to convict former President Donald Trump in the Senate's second impeachment trial earlier this year. Romney, the only Republican who voted to convict Trump during the first impeachment trial last year, said he voted again to convict in February because he believed Trump attempted to, quote, corrupt an election to keep oneself in power. The death toll from a bombing outside a school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has risen to 68, officials say Sunday, with doctors struggling to care for 165 injured victims and families searching desperately for missing children. Explosions on Saturday evening shook a neighborhood home to a large community of Shiites who have been targeted by the terrorist group ISIS in the past. A car bomb was detonated in front of a school, and two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. Officials said most of those killed were schoolgirls. 15 people have been killed in a landslide at a gold mine in northeast Guinea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Happy Mother's Day to all moms from USA Radio News. Wendy King takes a look at how the tradition began.
The history of the holiday has some interesting beginnings. Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former President Donald Trump can stay at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The Palm Beach town attorney has issued a final verdict in a long-running dispute. Trump has been living at Mar-a-Lago since leaving the White House on January 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.